How was the break, man? I know you had to do stuff, but...
It was good. New York was just a crazy place with the All-Star weekend and just the traffic, cold weather, but good experience. And got a few days off to come back here, get in the gym, work on the shot a bit. So,
do you feel like it resets your mind a little bit, you know, going for this last stretch of the season?
Definitely, I think so. And a lot of the season is mentally fatiguing, and everyone was getting to that point. Just getting away for a little bit, having that bit of break, I think it helped us a bit.
Rudy's probably going to be your starting center now. You've had kind of obviously playing with him in the second unit at first, and you know, even in New York. What are your thoughts on him, you know, inserting into that role right now?
Yeah, I think Rudy's deserving of it. He's worked hard up to this point and played really well to back it up. So it's all up in his hands now and what he does with it.
Do you feel like you have maybe some extra chemistry with him because of your, I guess, time playing second unit earlier?
Yeah, I think so. And just building the relationship off the court, going to New York, so you know, you got a bit closer and learnt each other's games, even when it was just a fun, silly game. But, yeah, we've definitely just gotten closer and built that chemistry.
Let's talk about going up against Damian Lillard.
Yeah, obviously great point guard, and it's going to be a tough matchup, but you know, I've got Rudy there to help me in the back line, and it's just about staying in front of him, keeping him in front, you know, trying to be a bit more physical with him.
Who won the shooting contest today, you or Joe?
I did. Well, I was down 6-0, you know, just because I wasn't paying attention. And then I won the last six games, so, and then he won one, so it was 7-6. But you know, I got him once, and I'll continue to grow.
You feel like your shot is coming along even more so?
Yeah, I think it's just the consistency of getting that right stroke, and once I miss one, you know, not falling into that. What I got to do to make the next one, rather than just shooting the ball and. Doing what I practice, so it's just kind of getting out of that mindset.
Your first trade deadline, was it kind of surprising, weird experience for you? What was your takeaway from that?
Yeah, I've never been in a situation, you know, even just being in the NBA and people coming in and out, then picking up new plays, dropping plays, and it's all new to me, and I'll adjust to it as much as possible, but yeah, it's a different situation for me.
What'd you learn from Steve? He was sort of the veteran leader, I guess, in the locker room.
No, Steve was a great guy on and off the court, and he helped me a lot in just developing kind of that NBA mindset and how it was to be professional and, you know, handle yourself off the court. And just on the court, obviously a great shooter, and I want to hopefully get to that that stage. So it's just about watching him, asking him what he does and his shot, and he had a few tips for me. So.
Any specific tips you can share? Anything you...
No, that's between me, Steve, and I. So,
what are you looking at out of your game for this final stretch of the season here?
Just to come out you know, aggressive. Keep getting people involved. Get Rudy involved. Get D-Fave involved. And Gordon, just sharing the ball. Working as a unit and trying to build that relationship for the future.